Radio. 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Hawkopedia, sponsored by Freshwave, the official deodorizer of your Chicago Blackhawks. If there's a stinky Canadian in your life, put some Freshwave near him and he'll smell like an American. Back to you, Dave.
Interference on the goalkeeper. By now, everybody has heard this. Joel Quenneville from Tuesday.
I don't know the rules anymore, or something's changed, because, my understanding, played a lot of hockey, that I don't know. I mean, I think everybody has an interpretation of what's a good goal and what's a bad goal. But I can't believe it.
And that was Quenneville
cutting
short.
And that's when he threw his hands up and walked up.
And he walked out of his post-game news conference after the Blackhawks lost to San Jose and for the second time in three games had a goal overturned after a challenge by the opposition claiming goaltender interference.
By the way, he's really excited about mustache night.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, very, very excited about mustache night.
How excited?
Well, before this is over, we're going to tell you how excited.
Well, we thought we'd go to the rule book and find out exactly what goaltender interference is.
Tell me.
According to Rule 69.1, not all goals scored by attacking players standing in the goal crease will be disallowed. According to the rule, goals will be disallowed only if an attacking player, either by his position or contact, impairs the goalie's ability to move freely within his crease or defend his goal, or if an attacking player initiates intentional contact inside or outside the crease. Contact is any contact between players, whether with the stick or the body. Now, the intent of the rule is to allow a goaltender to move freely within the crease, unhindered by an attacking player. Also, let's say the goaltender's own teammate makes contact with him. If he's been pushed or shoved by an attacking player, then that's the same as if that attacking player had actually made contact with the goaltender.
I don't like the rule.
Well, it's still, there still seems to be a lot of confusion about it.
I think you should give the goalie maybe a pellet gun just to protect his area.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
So goalie interference.
That's what the rule book says.
All right.
But I don't think that's really going to settle too much in Joel Quenneville's mind or in the minds of other people around the league.
He's got a lot on his mind these days. Mm-hmm. You know, like you were out doing the Northwestern game, but we brought up mustache night. This is an idea I've had. Look, I'm just a boy with a dream. And this is an idea I had a while ago where we would have fans at a Blackhawks game get Joel Quenneville mustaches. And, yeah, I brought it up a long time. Well, here's what he said the other day. Oh, and next time you and I talk, it appears the long-awaited Coach Q mustache night is going to happen. I'll have details next time we talk.
All right. Okay.
Well, don't act like you're less excited. I mean, come on, man.
First I heard of it.
What are you talking about? I brought this up months ago, and now it's finally happening.
Yeah, but I didn't see it. I didn't see a delivery.
I actually got scolded by Coach Q. I suppose that's kind of an honor. It's like being insulted by Don Rickles. I got, by the way, that happened as well. But I got scolded by Coach Q.
Blew a gasket there for sure.
Yes, he did. Back with Bill and Wendy next on 720 WGN.